Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was this meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Of the brain? Okay. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain? To the best of your knowledge.
I'm trying to I was diagnosed on October 11th, 2022.
Okay, let me see. You said 10/11/2022?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kalila, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. So then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. And then, Kalila, what is your date of birth, please?
11/30/1975.
Okay. Let me see. You said 11/30/1975?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Okay. And then, did you use the name of brand Depo Provera?
I use the brand Depo Provera injectable contraceptive by Pfizer.
So it was Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's three different types of injectables. Was this Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q? Or was it generic acetate?
I'm not really sure. It was generic. I do know that.
So, were you taking, when you were taking the shot, was it the name brand or was it the generic version of that?
I used the brand Depo Provera, the injectable contraceptive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used.
So, you were using the name brand, Depo
It was the
Provera.
name brand. Right. It was the name brand.
Oh, okay.
It was
And
the
then,
Depo Provera, and it was an injectable little new
Like a shot. No,
Yeah, the
that's okay.
shot that I had to
Got
have
it.
my
Okay.
preferred, not in the arm in the other place.
Got it. Okay.
So,
No,
but
that's okay. So it was the name brand Depo Provera and it was the injectable Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
Yes, it was always Depo Provera,
Got
the
it. Okay.
injectable contraceptive.
Got it. Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I started using it around let me say almost 4 years, almost 4 years.
Okay, so you did use it for at least 1 year?
4 years, yeah. So yeah, that was at least 1 year, but I
Yeah.
did use it for 4 years.
For 4 years? Okay. And then,
Yeah.
so within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. When did you start using it? Roughly.
Around sometime in 2018 of December.
Okay, let me see. December of 2018. And then I do need to put a day on here as well. Is it okay if I just put the first, or do you know if it was like in the middle of December?
I'm sorry. I wish I could pick my brain there.
No, that's okay. Yeah, if you want to, it just has to be an estimate. If you don't remember, I could just put the first.
That's fine.
Okay, so
Because I did, I don't, I'm not, I don't really mix
no, I
the
know
math with
that's
it.
that was 5 years ago now. So
Yeah.
December 1st of 2018 is when roughly you started using it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
In 2022, February. But I'm sorry, I don't remember the date, but it was February when I stopped. February 2022.
February 2022. Okay, I could put the first as well for that one if it's okay with you.
Okay,
Just to keep
all right.
everything simple. Okay, let me see here. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you for that. And then Kalila, I have your first name spelled here as Khalilah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay, and then do you have a middle initial or no?
L for Latonia. L.
L as in Larry?
Yes, L is in Larry.
Okay. And then last name is Jones, Jones.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Okay, and then do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then can I get your social, please?
Yes. It's 197-568185.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. I have 197-568185.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was the correct one?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, just making sure. All right, let me see here. And then for your primary email, I have it as alovesk7035@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, I have it as 267-400-1385.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then I'm assuming this is a cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
These phones, sometimes they do what they want to do. So, I mean,
Yep.
I would like to say a phone call,
Okay.
text, email, whichever way.
Okay, I'll put a
Two
phone
ways.
call. Yeah. I'll put a phone call, and then if they can't reach you with the call, we'll give you a text. If not a text, then we'll give you an email.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, of course, anytime. And then when is the best time to give you a call? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
I'm great in the morning.
Mornings? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is your primary address now?
502 Elkin Drive.
How do you spell that?
Sharon, CALCON.
502 Balcon Drive.
No. 12-1202. That's 1202 Calkin. C as in cat, A as in apple, L as in Larry, C as in cat, O as in over, N as in Nancy.
Okay.
Calkin Drive.
Okay. Calkin Drive,
Sharon Hill,
Pennsylvania.
PA 19079.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so I have 1202 Calkin Drive, Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, 19079.
Yeah, 19079.
19079, got it. Okay, is this a house or apartment number?
It's a house.
House, okay. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
Doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then you don't have to know the exact amount, but just an estimate. How many times were you injected with the product, Depo-Provera?
One time in 3 months.
Once every 3 months? Let me see. Let me try to help you out with the math. Yeah, this question is just how many times did you use it, like in your lifetime? Let me see.
Like once every 3 months, like quarterly.
Let me try to do the math. So from 2018 to 2020, so 4 years, you used it about Every 3 months,
And
so
once
that's
every 3 months,
four
quarterly.
times a year, correct? So that's four times four, like about 16, is that correct? Does that sound
Yeah, you're probably doing better with the math than I am,
right?
but yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
sounds
once
about right.
every 3 months, quarterly. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. No, that's okay. I have a pen and paper here, so I did the math like that.
Yeah,
So no.
yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't.
I didn't hear that.
God. Okay. Yeah. Don't think that I'm a human calculator. I had a pen here.
I said, well, hey, he's good
You're like, I'll just let him do it for me. Let me see here. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that administered you the Depo-Provera?
definitely. Dr. Holly Green.
Holly Green.
Green, Green, like the color
Like the
green.
color?
Dr.
Okay.
Holly, Holly.
God, okay. And then what is the name of the facility where Dr. Holly Green was at? Like the name of the
Thomas Jefferson
place?
University. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Does this address sound correct? 111 South 11th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In Philadelphia, correct?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got it mixed up. Dr. Holly Green is at 1220 Chester Pike, Sharon Hill, PA. She's my family physician medicine. The other that was another. I'm sorry.
Okay, so where
Forgive me.
is.
With all these.
No, that's
I'm
okay.
sorry. Yeah.
Where is Dr. Holly Green?
Holly Green is at 1220 Chester Pike, Sharon Hill, PA,
What's it? What's the
19079.
name of that facility?
Family physician medicine.
Family physician
Physician medicine.
medicine. And then what city is this in?
It's in Sharon Hill, PA. 1220 Chester Pike, Sharon Hill, PA.
Okay, let me.
19079.
You said 1220 Chester Pike, correct?
Pike, yes.
Okay.
Chester, Chester Pike, PIKE.
Okay, it's called Primary Care Sharon Hill, correct?
Yeah,
Got it.
family
Okay.
physician medicine. Yeah.
Got it, got it. Okay. And then
I'm sorry.
no, that's okay. No. Don't be sorry. Let me see here. And then the phone number for that place, I have it as 610-586-2122. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to repeat the address to you one more time. I have 1220 Chester Pike, Sharon Hill, PA 19079. Okay. And then was Dr. Holly Green the same one that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information there. Okay. And then the address. Okay. Got it. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
It was the brain MRI, yeah,
MRI?
the MRI, the blood test, and the biopsy.
Okay, so you did have an MRI?
Yes.
Who, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Or was it Dr. Green as well?
No, it was not.
Do you remember
It
the
was
name?
the Dr. Jack Jallo, PhD.
Okay, how do you spell his last name?
Jallo is J as in Jerry, A as in apple, L as in Larry, Larry, O as in over.
Okay, Jallo.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Dr. Jack Jallo. And then what was he at the primary care Sharon Hill, or was he at that other hospital that you were saying?
Right, he's at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Okay. Thomas Jefferson. University Hospital. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. I just gotta copy and paste this information there. And then that hospital, that's the 111 South 11th Street, correct?
Philadelphia, PA 19107.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then the phone number that I have for that hospital is 215-955-6000. Does that sound
Yes.
correct?
That is definitely correct.
Okay, and then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this surgery, was this radiation, or was it chemo?
I received active monitoring, brain surgery, and steroids.
Brain surgery and steroids. Got it. Thank you for that. Who was the doctor that treated you? Was this Dr. Jack Jallo?
Yeah.
Okay. Me just copy and paste that information. Okay. Got it. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
You were? Do you remember
Yes.
the date? Or estimates? Let me see, you were diagnosed?
My hospital here was only 2 to 3 days, and then I was a outpatient, so that was just with the treatment.
So you were diagnosed October 11th, and then you said you had brain surgery, and then that's when you were hospitalized for 2 days, correct?
Yes, the treatment date was October 15th, 2022. Started the active monitoring, and then my hospital period lasted between 2 to 3 days, and then the outpatient. The surgery date was May 6, 2023.
So, were you hospitalized when you were being monitored, or were you hospitalized just when you got the surgery?
Yes, just doing it with the surgery. Everything else was outpatient.
Oh, okay. So when was the surgery?
May 6, 2023.
May 6 of 2023. Okay. And then you said you were there for about 2 to 3 days.
Yes, and then outpatient.
And then you were released, correct? Okay. So for the dates of hospitalization, you said 2 to 3 days. So I just put 3 days. And you said you went for surgery May 6th of 2023. And then I put here that you got released May 9th of 2023. Does that sound about correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me see here. Thank you for that. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No.
No? Okay, but the hospital does have them, correct?
Yes, the hospital does have
Okay.
the medical records.
Okay, if
And
we ever needed them, would you be able to provide them for us? Yes?
yes,
Okay.
they could.
And then would you be able to provide these records by mail or electronically or both?
I'll be able to send them to you however you need them. That's,
Okay, so you
yeah.
can do both mail and electronically?
Mail.
Mail
I
is
send it by
preferred?
mail.
Okay. Let me see here. And then I believe I just missed one question. Let me go back. Okay, this one I just have to ask. But did you use Depo-Provera any time after the year 1992?
After the year 1992.
Correct. You said
I'm
you.
sorry, what year did you say?
Yeah, so. You used it from 2018 to 2022, and then I just have to ask this question, but did you use Depo-Provera any time after the year 1992?
No, I started in December of 2018.
So you did use it after 1992, correct? Yeah, okay. There we go. That was the question that I
I'm
missed.
sorry,
No, no.
the
No, 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 that's okay.
my
Even that question, I don't know why it asks. because your answer
Yeah,
already answers it, you know? Let me
I'm
see
sorry.
here. No, that's okay. Let me see here. It's giving me an error message, and I do not want to refresh it. Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I forgot. The final part. We do need to put an emergency contact on file. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I'll put someone that does not live with me but doesn't live far.
Okay, who would this be? Family, friend?
This would be friend.
Friend? Okay. Friend, what's their name, please?
Her name is Karshina, Karsheena.
Karshina, last name?
Murphy, Murphy.
Okay, and then what's their phone number?
215-678-6132.
Got it. Thank you for that. Do you know their email? If not, I can just put yours.
Yeah, no, I don't know her email. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll just put yours. No worries.
Although I probably have emailed her, but I wouldn't know right back.
No, that's okay. And then do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
Yeah, no, I don't know her address and email.
Got it. No, that's okay.
I'm sorry, some dogs in
No,
the
that's okay. I understand. Dogs. He's just doing what he knows what to do. Let me see here. All right. Well, the good thing is that we're almost done here.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
It is literally a slew of little dogs right at my back door.
Got it. Let me see. Yeah, we're almost done here. Let me just review these files with you just to make sure that everything is correct, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. All right, so I have your full name here as Kalila L. Jones, and that is spelled Khalilah, middle initial L, last name Jones, correct? Okay. I have your address as 1202 Calkin Drive, Sharon Hill, PA 19079. And then your phone number, I have it as 267-400-1385. Okay, and then email is alovesk7035@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. You'll see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents.
Okay. Hello?
Yep, still here.
All right, my phone is very, very low. I probably should have just kept you in the ear, in my ear though, because the volume on this phone
Oh, okay, yeah,
to
if
get
I was on your
annoying.
headphone, then yeah, you could have just done that too. I
Oh,
thought
I could leave you on the headphone and do that. Okay.
yeah, you
I'm
can.
sorry.
I thought like your
All
phone
right.
was on your ear, that's why.
Yeah, and okay, so it says review document, so I click on it.
And then it's going to tell you, I believe you have to agree to electronic signatures, and then you're going to see a big yellow start button. That just means you can start signing.
Okay. Agree.
And then there's a
Continue.
box where you click it and you just draw your signature with your finger, okay?
All right, I'm already in here.
Now you got this.
To start sending and signing, all parties have been completed.
And then, did you already get the when you finish, you see a big yellow finish button.
Yeah, I did, and I hit that button, and I'm. So, did you send me two emails? You said or one?
No, it's just one.
Oh yeah. Okay, so it's, okay, everything is completed.
Okay, let me see if I received it. Okay, yeah, I did. Let me just make sure that everything is spelled out correctly, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I see one signature there. I see another signature there. Okay, yeah, so great. Everything was filled out perfectly. Now I'm gonna go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They are gonna try to call you here in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you are able to pick up that phone because they cannot start this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay? And then after that, let me see. I will send you a text message with my personal phone number. That way you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns. Or if it's been over 7 days, you can reach out to me and I can see what's going on and what's taking so long, okay?
Okay,
And then
great.
the final part, I will also attach the law firm's information. That way, if you want to take matters into your own hands, you can call them up to speed up the process a little bit, okay?
All right.
Got it. Okay, well, Khalil, I appreciate your time and I wish you the best with this, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Of
Have a
course,
good
thank
day.
you. Thank you, you
Bye.
too. Bye-bye.